All right, so we left off with the question of Yogid Alavrei. Okay, so the first way the Gemara wants to learn is to say what? Is to say that what are you going to learn? You're going to learn that. Remember this. You're going to learn that by the case of Treif, right? So there it says Libum. By the case of Kachem, it says Hagala. So maybe we'll say Yogid Alavrei, which will somehow say the cases are comparable, like the upper variables are comparable, and we'll fuse together Hagala and Libun, meaning what would you require for both of them? You'd require Hagala and Libun for Kachim, and Hagala and Libun for Treif. Okay, in other words, what do they share in common? Right?
They're both Usser.
Yes, across the board. Correct, yes. Yeah. That in order to kasher things, you would require Hagala and Libun. Okay?
In order to kasher things that were either Hagala
or Libun. Right. But so but why? Okay, so okay. In one Mishnah, I'm just lazy to get the board. In one Mishnah, right? It says no. It's okay. The markers aren't working well either. In one Mishnah, it says treif. And what do you do for the to get rid of treifus? Liban. Second Mishnah says kachin. What do you do to get rid of issue of nosar? Hagala. Yogid Alavrei says, okay, well, we'll make the case of treif and the case of kachin equivalent. Okay, and in doing so, we'll say that the principles of Libun will be equal to the principle of Hagala, meaning that Yogid Alavrei, we learn one from the other, and now when I get rid of my Treifus, I need both Hagala and Libun, and when I get rid of my my Nosar, I need Hagala and Libun. Okay, that's the only way to learn Yogid Alavrei. Oh well, okay. So let's see. Is it strange? What's the other way? Oh, okay. So that has to be explained. That has to be defined. No. What's that? Wait. Don't answer it. 1 second. Charlie's right. The question Charlie's right. See, that's the thing I'd want to work on. You can either work on the mechanism Yogid Alavrei or what Charlie said, which is why do we require having Hagala and Libun together?
Why would it make sense to learn one?
Okay. Right. Okay. Now, Abaye comes along and says, sorry, Rava comes along and says, that's not Yogid Alavrei. Rather, what do you got to say? That's not Yogid Alavrei. Why doesn't it work?
Nothing.
You need one mission of both.
You need one Mishnah that has both in it. Meaning, if the first Mishnah had both Libun and Hagala together, then what could you say? And you could say, okay, fine, then I'll apply Libun and Hagala to the similar case. But it's not true. It has the principles are separate. Okay, so at this point, you've got two options in front of you. You can define this, in my opinion. You can either define this as a machlokes in understanding Libun and Hagala, meaning the first way of learning is saying Libun and Hagala go together, and the second side saying they don't, okay? And that has to be explained. Okay, or you can learn a system of focus in Yogid Alavrei, which means one side says you can pull this thing off even if you don't have matching variables, or no, what do you call it? You need to have both instances in one Mishnah to do that. In my opinion, the first way is an easier way to learn. But if someone has a svara for the other way, I'm more than happy to take it up as a possibility. Yeah. I know. All right, so I think what they're saying is good. I think that ultimately, it really comes down to the question of the relationship between Libun and Hagala, right? You could look at Libun and Hagala's relationship as where Libun, that's what I'm trying to keep it, I'm not as concerned about Yogid Alavrei. I'm more concerned about, because our sugya is taking up the issues of Libun and Hagala. Maybe you could argue that if Libun and Hagala, what is Libun in relation to Hagala? It's just more, right? It's a quantitative increase. We look at like scales, right? A trajectory, an upward trajectory of strength, okay? Then if that's true, that's different than looking at Libun and Hagala as two completely different halachic institutions, right? Two different processes altogether. Which, by the way, no, I see even they're qualitatively different, right? But why is this, but 1 second, but why is this a good approach? Why is this a good approach? Because, see, this, even, oh, because, no, before, it will, but let's go to the case before. Even though I know you didn't like the idea of saying that things of like Hagala and Libun are different when it came to Dosar, you do see some remnant of that concept being expressed here, where you see Halacha's treating the Maisa Hagala and the Maisa Libun completely differently, completely different institutions. If they are completely different, then you couldn't even justify the concept of saying why Hagala would work by, as you guys put it, a special type of Isser versus something that's actual pig. No. Rava says a biased version of Yogid Alavrei won't work, right? Meaning that in order for this to work, what would you have to have happen? Like what Zev is saying is like this. Zev is saying that since you see in one Mishnah, right, what is Hagala ultimately? It is a fairly hot method of Heksher Kli. That's what he sees. And Libun is really hot. But then you can never, you don't, you need to have the presence of both in one Mishnah to be able to extrapolate from one to the other. But since they're related to each other, right, so there'd be no way to extrapolate one to the other. You know, since one of them is, well, what is one relation to the other? One is more. What? Better. Right. Right.
That's why you would need both in one Mishnah to learn to the other.
Right. And not that it would ever be in one Mishnah. But
it's a fashion.
Ella Amarava. Was your... So now the Gemara says in Ayin Vav, it says Ella Amarava. Okay, now we're going to get a little bit of a different reason here. So Kachim...
Kachim Ayin Tamayin. This is the reason why Kachim don't require Libah.
And only require Hagala. Oh, beautiful. So we have a precedent. We're going to go to someone else, okay? So you have Rav Nachman. All right, Rav Nachman says what? The Amar. Amazing idea. Okay? Okay, so now what happens? So every day that I cook in the Kli, okay, what happens? That produces, okay, a Haggalah of the previous day. Okay? So I have...
Just isn't
Al Ha'ish? Just wait a second.
It should be
a Gil. Gil
doesn't mean
Gil. Giule. Right.
Absorb. Extract.
It absorbs the last time.
So what do you see?
Sponge.
So let's take the case of Nosar. So what's gonna happen to my Nosar, right? So my Nosar, so when the next day comes along, what's going to happen, right? What's going to happen to my Nosar? So you'll say the Blias of the Nosar already repolate, okay? And therefore, there's no Blias of Isser left in the walls of the pot, okay?
Right.
Okay, how does that work?
You want me to continue reading?
Yeah, so the Gemara is going to ask a question and then posit an answer, but it's all there to do one thing, to flesh out what this position is, okay? So he says, Tenach.
To be honest with you, we didn't get so good in Hana, so.
I know, that's why we're here to help. Okay. Okay. So Rava's answer is going to first deal with the case where the Kli has Balua, has absorbed into the walls of it, Shlamim. Okay? What does that mean? No, no, I'm going to. Phrase by phrase. Okay, so you've got 2 days, okay? So therefore what? Nip. Right?
Okay, so Shlamim, I hear. Because it can be absorbed into the Kli for 2 days before it obtains a status of Noser, it'll have a Gil. So when you do it the next day, when you go ahead and use the spit a day later,
nothing to worry about.
The 2 day Noser timer has not yet gone off.
Therefore, it's still Kachem, and who cares? Okay, good. Ella.
Therefore, you expunge that Tom, so when day two comes around, that Tom's already gone.
Right.
And you never have a problem. Noser.
What are you going to say about Chatas? Ella Chatas.
Because it's a one-day process, kima vashaba, idna,
chatas, which means what? Haminosar, meaning, but here what's going to happen? I cook the chatas today, and what's going to happen as soon as the day's over? It becomes nosar, right?
You know why they say that even the Shlomim, they say these people are
Shlomim. Okay, so the Gemara says, but Havinosar, v'chi hadar mevashalba l'machar. And what's going to happen? On the next day, I'm going to cook in it what? Either shlam or chatas. Kapalit nosar dechatas, that ina bechatas shlam demachar. What's going to happen? What's going to happen?
O shlam, o chatas. Where are you, Rabbi?
Okay. V'chi hadar mevashalba l'machar, o shlam o chatas. And let's say the next day, I'm going to cook in the kli.
Whatever you cook next day,
the nosar is going to pollate out into what I'm cooking into, right? So how what's he at? The Gemara is asking, what case could he be talking about? What does that say? So it can't be right. It can't be shlomim, right? Because shlomim's not a problem, right? There's no chiddush there. But if you're going to tell me what are you going to say by chatas, how's that going to work? Because by chatas, what are you going to say? I cook the chatas on day one. As soon as the day passes, it turns into nosar. Now whatever I put in there and I cook in there is going to become asur. Simple nesina stam. So what the heck is Rava talking about? Oh, so the answer is Amre. That's what you just asked a second ago. Nositam of Gam? Nositam of Gam. Nositam of Gam. Are we ignoring it?
Yes.
Seems we are.
Okay.
But we're not. Go on.
No, it has been 24 hours. The last hot is my new cover of the day.
Right? Correct.
Got it.
Okay. Amri, lo tricha. That's your cue. Charles, let's go.
Amri. Okay, so the question is, just to get the question clear.
What case is Rava talking about?
How can you say that you have a Gil Chaviro of each?
That's Mutter. No, see, where's the Chiddush there? Because if you're going to tell me it's Shlomim, there's no, he's not teaching you anything that's new. Of course, if I cook on day two in the Kli, it's going to be Mutter. And if you're going to tell me it's a Gil Chatas, well, what do you mean? How can it be Mutter? It's Nosar. I got Nosar time getting into my food. Okay? So what's his answer?
I'm ready.
Okay, so here's a case. What's the case? He's setting up the case. What's the case?
I didn't finish reading the case.
You did. Step one of the case is. So he made a chatas today, and there's chatas meat in the kli today. Shlomim. Shlomim. But what do you do? Right. Okay. So I made a chatas, and I take the chatas out or whatever, and I put in there.
What happens is the shlomim goes ahead and gills your chatas from 5 minutes ago.
Right. No. The okay. Or the chatas is now doing what? What? Well, 1 second. What would you think? No. Chatas. The tam chatas. What? Okay, right. So I put the shlam in there, and the shlam will do what? It's going to
leavenify my chatas tam.
Right. So therefore, what I'm going to say is, and therefore,
and tomorrow when I do my tomorrow's chatas, all that's going to be left is shlam tam, which isn't those.
Exactly. The chatas the machar shlam the esma b'hadi adadi cost shalom zmanayu b'hadi revasal shlam the machar. So it's an amazing mechanism. So what can happen? I put my chatas in. The chatas gets into the walls of the pot. I put a shlomim in. The shlomim is able to suck those chatas corpuscles into itself, ensuring that when the day ends, you will not be worried about any chatas nosar. Right.
Isn't the shlomim not going to be nosar?
The shlomim has 2 days. Right, but yeah, okay, fine. Great, okay. Now, there is an extrapolation to get from this. There is an extrapolation that some of the Rishonim take from this, which is that if that's true, then what can I say? I can cook in a pot fleishik, then cook vegetables in it. What do the vegetables do? Take out the fleishik and then cook milk right afterwards. As the Ritva says, there are those who are sober that what can I do? I can cook milk in a pot, then cook in a metal pot, right? Then cook vegetables in it, right? Then I take the vegetable out, put meat in, and go and knock yourself out. Okay? I happen to agree. I think this goes back to one of the famous universal questions about how Tom works. I think that's why they extrapolate to this, which is the whole issue of could there be a coexistence? Is there such an idea of a coexistence of ta'amim? Meaning, put it like a, I don't want to say gradient, like a process. Meaning, that ta'am goes in and pushes some ta'am out, but it doesn't mean that the entire ta'am has been extracted completely. You still have some of the other stuff in there, or do you look at it in a more conceptual way, which is that really they're halachic shemos, so there can never be there's no such thing as a coexistence. That's not looking at as much of a flavorful idea, rather looking at ta'am in a more halachic context. Right. One second. But that's true. So then the question is, this is not, because this is not what?
Fine, so you don't need to leave it. Why are you Hagala?
Right, why does the Mishnah say Hagala? This isn't Hagala. This is not Hagala. Okay.
No, but it says Magil
Chavero. I know, but that's not.
It's not classical.
It's. No, so in other words, no, he's saying, look at.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Kasha. Okay.
Kasha,
that's it. That Kasha.
We don't have an answer.
Right.
I'm saying, but how could that even be a question? How could that even
be? The Ramban and the Ritva take out Ihache Gala Nami Lolibai Kasha. They get rid of that. Okay. Rapapa Amar.
So Rapapa Amar. Rapapa Amar.
High Kareed, high low Kareed.
Oh, yeah. High Kareed, high low Kareed. What is that talking about? What? You didn't look this up?
We didn't get to this, Rabbi.
You told us to stop before that.
You told us to stop at Kasha.
They don't want to cut you unless
Okay, so there's another one of these funny answers. So, Kachim Kalim, how often are they used?
Once a day.
Well, daily.
3 days a day.
Lots of times, right? So there's never an opportunity.
Oh my God, this is real.
There's never an opportunity for the not absorb, but rather that the blia is never.
It's
miskasha. It's never, it never hardens completely within the pot. Okay? So therefore, Hagal will be sufficient, right? But by a kli of a guy, where what's going to happen, right? So he doesn't use it all the time. He uses his barbecue once and then leaves it for like a month. So that blia is going to do what? It's going to miskasha inside it.
Once, like a minute later, I can
drink it. I'm just a shaliach. So the Gemara is saying what? The Gemara is saying, complete it, play. But no, a second. Just understand methodologically, what's Rapapa doing? Why is his answer so different?
So there is really a difference in the quality of the time.
Exactly. There is a difference. He's not trying to figure out a way to say, to reread Hagala something else. He's saying, no, of course Hagala is only required by Kachim. It's just a question of, do you buy his reason? And the reason why is because by Kachim, since they're used often, there's never an opportunity for the stuff to really get in there. Which then will go back to that would seem to prove the point before, which is that Hagala and Liban are really in one relation to the other.
So you'd also say for Liban,
quantitative. Right? In other words, Liban is a stronger version.
Let's say I have a grill, I use a Benyon.
What does Ravashi say?
Ravashi Amar, Olam Pita Amran Mekar.
He says, no. It's like we were saying in the beginning. All the way in the beginning. Rav Sheshes. Haha. Wow, they're revisiting this. See, you gotta love the Gemara. It's revisiting this question, which all along it said was an absurd possibility. But no, it says, no, we hold this way. Yet what? Right?
That you asked on this, well, we should go by the current,
right, we just go whatever's coming out, right? No. So, deba'ina kapalet, isura kapalet, right? So what's the answer? No, it is, here's the answer. Be'inna de kapalet. What does that mean? Meaning what?
No idea.
Let's Rashi.
Rav Papa, the olam kadamra meikar. The hainu mishum to be kachim heterabala. Meaning the reason that kachim requires less of a kashing is because it was bolei a heter. Udikashala kipal yisurabala. Bolei chomer yisuro. That's not a big deal.
So, right. So remember.
Oh, fascinating. This is like Shua Bass.
Yeah, exactly. Just like our young friend Shua Bass. That. Okay. That what happened? So when it comes to the treif, what's going into the walls of the pot? 100% pure. The treif, unadulterated pig. Okay, but what happens by the nosar? The kachim gets in there. It's in heter form, right? And then while it's relaxing and sunning on the beaches of the dofnei akli, you know what happens? Poof! It becomes nosar, right? So therefore, since it becomes nosar, what do we say?
It
only requires hagala.
Why require anything?
I'm so confused.